Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
As we mark World Diabetes Day today, Devon-born singer Holly Ray says she chose to be open about her diabetes journey to prevent young people from going through similar challenges.
Control your diabetes and don't let your diabetes control you. And that's a lot easier said than done. Diabetes is very scary. You are not that thing. You just have that thing. It's one piece of you. It's not who you are completely.
This year, World Diabetes Day is being commemorated under the theme Diabetes Across Life Stages. The World Health Organization says every person living with the condition should have access to integrated care and supportive environments. Speaking to Newswatch, Ray shared how being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 11 shaped her life.
I remember turning to my mom and saying, can you please just take me home? We can just pretend we never came here. We can pretend this entire situation didn't happen and life can just go back to normal. And it was traumatic having to fight almost for my right to health care and fight for my voice to be heard. I just knew there was something wrong. My mom knew there was something wrong. It just adds a whole different level of trauma to the experience of being diagnosed with a chronic illness. And a level of trauma that really shouldn't be there. And I hope we're able to mitigate in the future for children.
The Deepest Singer has been named the new face of non-profit Diabetes Alliance. She attended the Diabetes Summit in Johannesburg this week, where she shared more about her advocacy work.
And we actually handed over a petition to the Department of Health for all children in South Africa to go onto CGM, constant glucose monitoring, because it really does change the game. It prevents risks. It prevents things like amputation, blindness. And it really helps children to manage diabetes better and give their families a sense of security as well.
We've been asked to wear blue today to raise awareness and show support for those living with the condition. In other news, South Africa has received 130 Palestinian refugees believed to have travelled to the country as asylum seekers. A total of 153 people arrived at Orotumbo International yesterday on a charter flight from Kenya. They were kept on board the aircraft for 12 hours after immigration officials initially denied them entry because their passports didn't have departure stamps.
Following their failure to pass the immigration test and given that none of the travellers expressed an intention to apply for asylum, they were initially denied entry. However, the Ministry of Home Affairs subsequently received correspondence from the Gift of the Givers expressing their commitment to accommodate the travellers during their stay.
The Border Management Authority's Meme Mokhotsi says the Palestinians are eligible for 90-day visa-exempt travel to the country.
By the time of admission, 23 of the 153 travellers had already transferred from South Africa to their ultimate destinations. Therefore, only the remaining 130 passengers were processed into the country under the care of the Gift of the Givers. Then they will be required to adhere to all conditions of entry.
According to the BMA, none of the passengers expressed their intention to apply for asylum. But Sarah Oosthuizen, a member of Healthcare Workers for Palestine, says that isn't true. And the BBC has apologized to Donald Trump for the way his speech was edited in a Panorama documentary. But the broadcast insists there's no basis for a defamation claim. The misleading edit was carried in an episode last year. The speech by the president was made to appear that he had directly called for violence on Capitol Hill in January 2021. The error, pointed out recently, led to the resignation of the BBC's director general and news chief, drawing a threat from Trump's lawyers to sue for $1 billion. The broadcaster has said that it's investigating a possible second instance in which a Trump speech was edited in a misleading way. Durban and Maritzburg reaching a high of 24 degrees today. Richards Bay, 25. From Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Proteas are 66-2, batting first against India on day one of the first test. We've lost the wickets of Rickleton and Aidan Markram. Alcaraz secures the year-end world number one ranking with victory at the ATP Finals against Musetti. And we'll take a look at some of the World Cup qualifiers with Nigeria through to the CAF playoff final.